The Arizona Diamondbacks got off to a strong start this season, then hit a fairly lengthy skid, but for the past 2 weeks, the Diamondbacks have become the hottest team in the National League. They've won 13 games in a row, including six consecutively over the Los Angeles Dodgers. For a quick update on what's going on, I'm joined by Greg Moore, sports columnist for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. Greg, good morning.
Yo, good morning.
So what's going on here with the Diamondbacks? They're dominating the Dodgers. Their pitchers are making it look easy.
I think the Diamondbacks have finally relaxed. I think that early in the season, there were no expectations, and they got off to a hot start. I think everybody started paying attention, and perhaps they got a little bit tight. They started worrying and trying to play to the expectations. Then at some point, they've decided, you know what? Let's just relax. Let's do what we've been doing all season that has brought us success, and the success has returned.
You wrote some interesting things about their manager, Torey Lovello, pretty recently about how he's a good guy, he means well, but maybe he was getting the team a little uptight for a while?
No. I think Torey's been hitting the right buttons all season. So I've had an opportunity to interview Torey Lovello. I've had an opportunity to be in the interview room. I've been in the press box countless times. I've been around the guy. He is a cool dude. He's a relaxed guy, and he's a very consistent guy. And he always talks to players about things that are bigger than baseball. He says, hey, I'm not going to call you by your nickname. I'm going to talk to you about things other than this sport. And then he always talks about success and failure as just moments in time. And to me, that minimizes an otherwise massive thing. Sports are so huge in our culture. Baseball is under such a microscope. People care so passionately. It's easy to grip. It's easy to care too much. And then all of a sudden you're Lenny from Of Mice and Men, and you're choking out the thing that you love more than anything. But if somebody can help you to just calm it on down and just do the thing that you're trained to do and relax and enjoy the process, I think that puts you in better position for success.
Greg, chicken or egg question then. Does a good locker room, does a good clubhouse come out of winning, or does a good clubhouse create winning?
I think a good clubhouse aids winning. Okay. I think you can have a collection of talented people who can win ball games and have a negative clubhouse, a place where people don't like each other or don't talk to each other, a place where there's infighting or backstabbing. I think a good clubhouse aids winning, rather than winning comes from a good clubhouse.
So 13-game winning streak, as I mentioned, but we still got almost a month left in the regular season before the playoffs. People think at this point the Diamondbacks are pretty locked into a wild card spot, though that could potentially change. But how optimistic are you about their chances to, first of all, win a wild card game and then maybe make things tough on the Dodgers in the playoffs?
Oh, for sure. Baseball is a game of numbers, right? But it's also a game of psychology in that the people who lead to the numbers are the people of psychology. They're the people who have to do the things that create the wins or the losses or whatever, right? Psychologically speaking, there's one or two ways to look at this. The Diamondbacks are like, hey, yo, we can beat you, LA Dodgers, here, there, or anywhere. We're not afraid of you. I don't care what your record is. Psychologically, the Dodgers go, we were up 20 games when you started beating us, and we didn't care, right? We had guys on the disabled list. We were working on stuff. We didn't even show you our best stuff. So there's two different ways to look at that. I think the reason for optimism going forward is rooted in statistics. And again, baseball is numbers and psychology. So during the skid, right, they had a 19-for-26 stretch right out of the All-Star break. They won 19 games and lost 26 out of the All-Star break. Well, during that time, they were hitting 165 with runners in scoring position, and they had 14 games of double-digit strikeouts. Well, in the last 13 games of this winning streak, they're hitting 271 with runners in scoring position, and they've got two games they've got five. They're hitting 271 with runners in scoring position, and if you take last night out of it, because last night was an anomaly, they went 2-for-14 with runners in scoring position and eked out a close win. If you take last night out of it, they're hitting 290 with runners in scoring position, right? So they're doing better and they're striking out less. And I think those two statistics lead me to believe that the team is relaxing. Another thing, they're getting up early and they're not eking out these late inning wins. Remember, early in the season, they seemed to be winning walk-off games. They were winning in their last at bat an inordinate amount of times. Well, if you get away from that and just start getting up on teams, getting an early lead, and then playing with that lead, I think that is a better indicator of success. So I think there's reason for optimism.
Yeah, sounds like you're optimistic. So Greg Moore, sports columnist for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. Greg, thanks for squeezing us in today.
Sure, man. Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
Take care.